This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, March 22nd. Well, a pretty quiet day in the grain space yesterday, especially in wheat, where we basically just chopped sideways. Chicago was up 2, Kansas City up 1, Minneapolis up 1. Both corn and soybean started out a bit firm, but couldn't hold those gains and ended up just slightly higher, up 2 for corn and soybeans both. So not good closes for them after putting in a new high for the move and taking out some previous swing highs and trading range highs. It couldn't hold it. So that's kind of a red flag for both of those markets. Export sales yesterday were about as expected. For wheat, we did see the China cancellations show up. So old crop had a net negative 109,000 tons, and new crop had a total of 286,000 tons sold. So starting to see a lot more activity in new crop wheat sales. China canceled 262,000 of old crop. For corn, net sales of 1.2 million. Japan took 545,000, Mexico 246,000. In soybeans, net sales 494,000. China took 304, Mexico took 290. So export sales, again, not big movers of the market. Basically, the grains are waiting for next Thursday's plantings and stocks report. It's going to be very important to get a look at what prospective plantings are. You know, the general sentiment is that you're going to see a drop in corn acres switching over to soybean acres. If you get a surprise in some of that, then the markets will have, a fairly big correction in response to that. Private sales this morning, 263,000 tons of corn to Mexico. It's a pretty good chunk of sales. In other news, Sovicon is projecting that Russian wheat production this coming year will be 94 million tons, which is up 1.2 million from last year. So looking at another boomer wheat crop coming out of Russia. Now that assumes normal weather. So far, it looks okay. There doesn't seem to be a lot of chatter about winter kill, even though they've had some significant cold snaps early in the winter. But there is increasing chatter about the dryness that has developed across much of the Black Sea over the last month. Now, it's not that big a deal. It's still March. They're not really going to be breaking dormancy for at least another couple weeks. So we'll see what that brings. But coming into the winter, they had plenty of moisture, topsoil and subsoil. So this dry spell, while it's notable, is not a deal breaker for the crop at this point. So obviously we'll be monitoring it, but that's not something I think that's going to move the markets very much. Here in the United States, Central Plains, kind of two worlds going on there, right down the middle of the Central and Southern Plains. To the east, there's plenty of moisture and there's more coming. To the west, it's been dry. They had some decent rainfall last fall, which got the crop established pretty well. But since then, it's been fairly dry. And coming into this growing season, that dryness has continued. So that is something that I think the market's going to be paying a lot more attention to. In the Midwest, you know, well, the Northern Plains and through the Northern Midwest and the northern half of the Midwest, actually, over these next few days is going to be very cold, and upwards of 20 inches of snow across the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Iowa into Wisconsin. So it's a pretty big event coming across that. It's going to cool those soil temperatures down again after a record warm winter. But I don't see this being a big issue. If anything, it's dropping much needed moisture across a huge swath of spring wheat country. The farmers will get in the field. Spring wheat is very forgiving, even with the really late planting. So I don't see this bullish at all for any of the grains. It's still very early. And for spring wheat, this is going to set them up nicely to get the crop started there. It is worth noting, however, that yesterday's Drought Monitor, talking about the drought in Iowa, that this is the fourth year that they've been in a drought status. And they're experiencing water restrictions. Cattle producers are stressed getting water to the cattle. So it is an important factor, but it just seems like Iowa always manages to get, you know, that last drop of rain when exactly they need it. We've watched this drought in Iowa for the last 3 years, and you know, it started out to be a very big deal, and then right as the crop starts to get into pollination, the rains come. Even though you're still in a drought status, they've had enough rain to have some pretty impressive crops. Not off the chart yields statewide, but still enough to contribute to a record large corn crop last year. The drought monitor also showed that nationwide, about 34% of the major corn production region is still in a drought status. So that is something worth noting. NOAA putting out some projections for weather April through June. They're looking at the Midwest to have about normal precip, but above normal temperatures, and the Southern Plains to be above normal temperature and below normal precip. So that, you know, would suggest a bullish situation for hard red winter wheat. Again, we'll just have to see how that all plays out. So moving forward, I think wheat is stabilizing here. Obviously, not a lot of upward momentum to that market. Corn and soybeans have tried to make a stab to the upside, taking out some resistance and not being able to close above it. That's a red flag. I would look for both of those markets to come back down and test the lows here from about a month ago. Probably more likely corn will do that. Soybeans, you know, world markets are moving higher, so that's going to be supportive to the bigger picture in soybeans. And we're about 65% harvested in Brazil soybeans. So we should see the hedge pressure for soybeans start to diminish there as well. So, you know, soybeans in the longer term trend is still down, but I don't see that market really falling apart like corn could, because we are seeing some much better weather coming across the Brazilian second season corn crop, and that will set it up for that dry period as we get into April. So I don't see a lot of threat to that crop, and I think that's going to keep a lid on corn prices, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.